In Egypt, last week's attack on a border post in the Sinai Desert underscored the security challenges facing the new Egyptian government. Security in the streets of Cairo has also become a challenge. Kimberly Adams reports on the crime wave in the Egyptian capital. It's one of the world's largest cities and was once considered one of the safest.
Hello?
Voices echo in what was once a bustling women's fitness center in one of Cairo's suburbs. It's two stories high and full of modern equipment, covered in a thin layer of dust. 28-year-old Sally Salama started the facility in 2008 because she wanted a place to work out without having to worry about men seeing her with her veil off.
This was a kids' area. This was a nursery for the kids so that moms can bring their kids with them.
Salama had to close the center a few months ago after membership dropped from 550 women to just 120 in the space of 18 months.
It started in February, and then it went downhill from there. So we just had to shut down.
She blames the downturn on the security breakdown that followed the uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Bank robberies, carjackings, kidnappings, previously rare in Egypt, became common occurrences after the Egyptian police disappeared from the streets during the mass protests of 2011. The police have come back to some extent, but the crime and stories of crime persist. Stories like that of 27-year-old software engineer Sara El Rissei, who was robbed by two men while stuck in traffic on a busy highway.
One threw a stone at the passenger window. They smashed the glass, and the other man snatched my bag.
Almost everybody is suffering from this. I don't think that I met anyone that had witnessed that there was no changes or something like that in the last 2 years.
Mohamed Issa is a manager at G4S Egypt, a private security company. He says his business has gone up about 15% since the uprising, and his competition in the sector has doubled. He blames a flood of weapons smuggled in from Libya and Sudan for the uptick in armed robberies. A retired police officer, Issa says his former colleagues who have returned to duty are hesitant to go after criminals, who often outgun them, under a new government that doesn't give them the free rein they had in the past.
There was lots of illegal things to do with your police work. Illegal ways to get to your target. Now they have to go by the book, and they are not ready for this 100%.
Newly installed President Mohamed Morsi insists that the police are now back to their full capacity. In a recent radio address, he promised security would be restored to its utmost level in all parts of Egypt. But in the same broadcast, a caller named Mahmoud Abdelazim complained that when he went to the police after his car was stolen, they refused to do anything.
They kept telling me to come tomorrow. I eventually found out where the thieves were and informed the officer, but he still kept telling me to come tomorrow.
All these stories about crime with no consequences have Egyptians, especially women, reluctant to travel alone or at night, especially in outer suburbs that are still under construction. That trend is what Sally Salama believes ruined her fitness center business.
So just have to give it up because of something you can't control, and you're forced to accept this. It's not really fun.
Salama's thinking of starting over with a small studio in a more densely populated area, and waiting for things to get better. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.